Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning. Welcoming you to the broadcast and thank God for you taking the opportunity to help us and listen to us and try to call someone, get them to listen to the broadcast too. And it's kind of a real privilege every Sunday morning to come here and try to help you some way from the Word of God. The Word of God will always work. It's always got an answer. It's always got the power. It's always got the remedy. And God's remedy for this world is His Son, Jesus Christ. The only way to change a life is change a heart. And you may change the body a little while. You may change habits a while. You may change your desires for a while. But you'll never have a permanent change until you change your heart. And we're going to be dealing with that a little bit today. But it's good to be here. Invite you to church this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Love to have you come and be at the service today, 10 o'clock Sunday school, General Sunday School and Auditorium. And then at 10:45, the worship service, preaching hour. And then at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And so we invite you to come today, be in the house of God with us on this morning. Good to be saved today. Good to know in the midst of a sinful world, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of all the things that's taking place in our world today, I'm glad there's a Savior and there's a God that cares and understands. And He's in control. He hadn't lost control. He's there. He's still God. And His children still got the power of God with them. And so we're good to know that this morning. So you be in church today. You meet us in the house of God. Let's pray for our nation today. Our country needs prayer. Oh, my, the turmoil that's going on. It's a godless society that's taking place in our land today. In the midst of it all, I'm glad God's got some people that are His. And there's an innumerable amount of people in America that's saved. And I tell you, it's going to be dependent upon us and our response to God and His Word and our efforts to, you say, well, how do I change things? Well, tell them about Jesus. I tell them about the Lamb of God. Tell them about salvation, and that'll work. And that's the only way they can get help and get their life changed is through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's pray for our nation today. Pray that God would intervene in the affairs of our land. I know it don't look good. I know the incoming don't look good, but one of these days the Lord's coming, and He may come before this thing's ever over with in this life. He's going to come one day, maybe before the day, maybe before this year's over, and maybe, but He's coming. He made a promise, and He said that He was going to come, and I tell you, that's a promise that I hold true, dear to my heart today, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And some looking for Him today. So will you pray for our nation today? Let's band together and pray for the country today as we see it, lost people in our land, folks away from God, folks out of church, folks unconcerned, caught up in the affairs of this life and living loosely and unscripturally. But I tell you, there's an answer today, and it's in the Word of God. Father, as we bow in Your presence this morning, thank You for the day, the privilege we have, Lord, once again to come to the throne room and just approach boldly the throne of grace, obtaining the mercy that we need and grace to help in the time of need. Father, thank You for that. I pray to help our nation today. Oh, God, speak to those. Speak to those in authority today. those that we have elected to take care of the affairs of our land. I pray you'd speak to their hearts, change some lives. May the gospel, Lord, break open that heart and bring them to yourself. Our Father, help our nation today. Oh, God, you know the need that we have. And I pray, Lord, you bless now the sick and the suffering, those that are not able to go to the house of God. I pray that you'd give them strength and grace for the hour and for the day. Lord, lead us now in the Word of God. Now, this morning, we so desperately need your leadership, Lord. I pray you'd give us that and use us for your glory, and we'll honor you, praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you today, be an encouragement to your heart. Yeah, you listen as they sing this morning.
Faced a mountain once again, it seemed so tall. I tried to climb, though I thought I'd surely fall. So I knelt and called on Jesus, just as always I felt his presence, his hand of mercy. Lifted me, washed in time. I want to thank Him. I want to praise Him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, He's given victory one more time. He was always standing by my side.
Praise Him one more time. And one day it's going to be the last time here. We're going to praise Him forever over there. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. Good to know we've got hope. In the midst of a sinful world, He's still alive. He's still well and able to do what He is going to do today. So I hope you enjoyed that. have another one now. I hope it'll be a blessing to you.
I wonder why the Good Shepherd loved me. When I think about how I wandered astray, then He took me in His arms and forgave me. Garden of grace, there's forgiveness in the garden of grace, and there's a call in that pure quiet place. Take a man that's been broken by the sin of this world. He has lost all that life had to give. Take him up and then lead him through the garden of grace. God's love and mercy will again
it's good to know there's forgiveness. Amen. We believe the Bible, and the Bible talks about forgiveness, and that's what Jesus came for, to forgive the world of their sins and transgression against God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 today, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we want to look in the Word of God this morning and try to be a help and a blessing to your heart here today. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, very familiar passage of Scripture, but we feel the Lord leading us this way this morning. And hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I want to stop there, and I want to use verse 17 now this morning for the thought that's been upon our heart today, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We're going to use some scripture verses here in the passage we've read this morning, but I want to preach on the subject today on God's simple remedy for the guilt of sin. God's simple remedy for the guilt of sin. There's sin in our lives today. The fact of sin is found here in verse 14. The Bible said in verse 14, then we're all dead. If one died for all, then we're all dead. Jesus died for all. And if he died for all, then we're all dead. So the fact of sin is that there is sin today in the life of every person in this world. And so the fact of sin is real. This morning, it's real. And the fact of sin, all were dead. You're not exempt from the fact of your sin today. The Bible said we're dead in trespasses and in sins. And if you don't believe that, you read the book of Romans. Now, the Bible tells us here in the book of Romans, talks about the fact of sin. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have come sin. No one is exempt from that. No one is above that. No one is too good for that. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we talk about the sin, the fact of sin. And we know today, because we're living in a sinful world, that sin is prevalent in our society today. It's prevalent in the life of people around us. We see the effects of sin all in our land today, the depravity of it, and all the things we're seeing take place today is because that all have sinned, because of sin in the life of individuals. There's none righteous, no, not one. So the Bible said there in verses 17, that death reigned by one. Romans 5:17. Death reigned by one. So the fact of sin is that sin is a reality today in the life of individuals in this world. The fact of sin. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So death reigned by one. Death is a reigning offense. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous. And that moreover the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And so that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So there's a fact of sin today in the lives of people here and the society today. The fact of sin. It's all around us. It's all in us. It's everywhere. Sin is prevalent in our society. That's the reason there's so many problems in the world today, is because that sin is in the life of individuals. Sinfulness going against God. You say, well, there's some that don't believe in God. That doesn't matter. It's still against God. If you don't believe in God, you're still accountable to God because of your unbelief, because He is the determining factor in your life, whether you're going to heaven or whether you're going to hell. I don't care if you believe in Him or not. He's a fact. He's a person. He's real. And He's God. Amen. He's above a person. He's God today. So the fact of sin is that death has reigned by one. And then in verse 18 of Romans 5:18, judgment came upon all men. And so in verse 19, they were made sinners by the fact that sin reigned, and sin came by Adam. So we got the fact of sin. I don't think we need to question the fact that there's sin in this world today. There is sin. But you know what people have got to see this morning is the fact of sin. You've got to admit to God that you're a sinner. Now listen, God already knows who you are. He already knows that you're a sinner. But you've got to come face to face with the fact, the reality, and confess it yourself. And I know there's a none righteous, no, not one. But there's many that claims righteousness and that are not righteous. You say, well, I'm all right. I've not done anything so bad. Well, if you haven't believed in Jesus Christ, if you haven't believed in God, and you're a sinner. Amen. You've sinned against God. You say, well, I just committed one sin. Well, if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all, because commandments of God tells us not to sin. And if you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all. So you might as well admit to the fact this morning that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the fact of sin is real today. And we know that. And so folks don't want to admit that, but it's real today, the fact of sin. Then there's a need for Christ. Amen. There's a need for Christ. Well, you go back up into verse 15 when he talks about the need for Christ there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The need for Christ. There is a need for the Lord Jesus Christ in the world today. A need for Christ. The Bible said, listen, there's a very real need for the Lord Jesus Christ, because the only way to get out of sinning business is get to Jesus Christ. Amen. And so there's the fact of it, that we have the fact of sin today. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He talks about that. And there is a fact of sin, and then you've got to deal with that sin that's in your life today. There is the fact of it, and then there's the reality of it, that sin is in your life today. Oh, my friend, listen, only one remedy for it, and that's through Jesus Christ our Lord. Only one remedy. There's only one place that you can get your sin taken care of, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way today, and the only way you'll ever do that. In Romans chapter 5, and of course, verse 15, the need for Christ. The Bible said that he died for all, that they which live shall not live henceforth unto himself, but unto him which died for them and rose again. There's a need for, my friend, the need for Christ. You got to see that need today, that he died for all. He died for you this morning. He died for every person in this world today. He died for your loved ones. He died for your friends. He died for everybody. Well, you see, I know a person so vile and so mean and so wretched that I don't see how in the world. Well, that's the one Jesus died for. He died for sinners. There's, of course, in our life today, in our society, we gauge sin, how bad sin is. But listen, sin is sin in the sight of God. I know there's a gross sin. I know there's more perverseness in the life of some individuals than there is other. But it's all sin against God. And there's a need for Christ. Oh, if we ever get the world to see today the need for Christ, he died for all. Amen. That he died for all. And so saying that, and so doing that, yeah, he died for you. I don't care how bad you are. I don't care how good you are. He died for you. He had to go to the cross to keep you out of hell. That's what Jesus did when he went to the cross. He went there to keep you out of hell. He wanted to see you saved. He wanted to see your loved ones saved. And anybody at this loss, he wanted to see them saved this morning. Yes, sir. So there's the fact of the need for Christ. Amen. You've got to create that need in your life for the Lord Jesus Christ. As long as you're dependent upon yourself and your good works and your good deeds, you're not going to need Christ. Amen. You say you're good enough to go to heaven. You don't need Christ, but all you do need him. And God's got to get you to see the need for Jesus in your life today. You need forgiveness of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Fact is that you'll only get that through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's a need today for Christ in our Lamb and the hearts of individuals today. And then if you see the need for Christ, well, you say, well, I do need Christ. Well, then there's a need for surrender. Amen. Verse 17, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You got to surrender up to him today. And there's one word in that verse, if. If any man be in Christ, if. Oh, listen, you may be in that if today. The place that you're at is, or if you need to cry, if any man be in Christ. Well, if you can get past that if, you got to surrender to him and let him save you by his wonderful grace. That word if is in there. If any man be in Christ, there's many that's not in Christ. I know multitudes today that's not in Christ. You can see the effects of that across our land today. If, the word if is simply if any man be in Christ. And so you got to get past that if today. And the only way going to do that is through the Holy Spirit that convicts you of your sin, let you see your need for Christ, and then you surrender to him and let Jesus come into your heart today. So that word if is there. And that word, and there's a need for surrender for any man. If any man, all, if any man be in Christ, and then talk about one deserving more than another. Everybody deserves to go to hell. There's none righteous, no, not one. If any man be in Christ, it's for everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's that word if. Have you got past that if today? If any man be in Christ, you really surrender to him and let him save you by his wonderful grace. So that's where there's a need for surrender today. Then we come to the next part of that verse, the deliverance in Christ. And he is a new creature, the deliverance in Christ. Now, what does God do when you repent of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? You're made a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creature. His life is changed. His heart has been changed, and it'll change his whole life. There's something we can listen. Old things are passed away. And that's what he's talking about in this. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You see, the old things are the guilt that was in our life at one time. The old things are the condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And so there's the old thing, the old condemnation, the old guilt that's in the life, the depravity of the flesh, deliverance from the penalty of sin. And my friend, listen, the depravity of the flesh. That flesh is what gets you in trouble today. And so there's old things. And the despair of life. Not having any hope. Amen. The lack of hope in your life. Having no hope, the Bible said. Oh, what a life to live. The hopelessness of the depravity of a life that's in that without the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that thing. Listen, deliverance is coming. If you'll just turn to him. Amen. And then he said, all things are become new. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad today there's all things are become new? There's a new life. Amen. God gives a new life. And all that life in Jesus is the sweetest life that you'll ever live. And there's a new life. There's new friends. And there's friends that love you. And there's friends that'll pray for you. And there's friends that'll help you when you're down. And not leave you by yourself when things go bad. And there's new friends. Amen. And God gives new friends. And listen, and you ought to worry about get rid of old friends. Brother, listen, they'll shed you, my friend, and get away from you. Until you start praying for them and pray them into Jesus Christ. And there's new friends that God gives you, the new fellowship that you have inside the realms of God's church. And brother, when Jesus put you in Christ, he put you in the church. Amen. And brother, there's new friends that'll pray for you and lift you up and encourage you along the way. There's a new home. Amen. And there's a new home that he gives us. And my friend, where Jesus is where we're going. There's a home in heaven. And therefore, if this earthly house of the tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house of not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We've got a new home. And we're going there. Revelation tells us about that place we're going to. Jesus made a promise when he went away. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So, and whether I go, you know, in the way, you know, I'm telling you, brother, there's a place we're going to, and there's a new home. It's not made with hands. It's not going to fade. It's not going to deteriorate. And you're going to have to remodel it. It's a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And there's a new body. Amen. God's going to give us a new body, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a new hope that we have one day that he's coming back. If you don't have that hope today, you better turn your life to Jesus and let him save you before it's everlasting too late. Oh, my friend, listen to me. God's got a simple remedy for the guilt of sin that's in your life today. You're guilty. Before God, you're guilty. And man, listen, man may find you not guilty, but you're guilty before God. Amen. So there's a remedy. My friend, it's the blood of Jesus Christ, the blessed Lamb of God that shed his blood so you could be saved by God's grace. Well, listen, there's a remedy, my friend. Don't go into the guilt of sin, but let Jesus have your life today. May God bless you on the next Sunday is our prayer. Amen.